Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in. I am not in real good working condition this morning. Got a little bit of a head cold, but making it pretty good. I'm waiting on my first guest. I don't know. Sometimes this gets to be too much of a regular habit, but we have some things going on here in Salina right now. We'll talk about that a little bit when we welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, here coming to you live and in living color from the historic Clay County Courthouse. And it's always a pleasure to be with everyone here and looking forward to having a pretty good show today. And we're just looking forward to a great time leading up to Christmas, which is coming up before long. We had a great weekend last weekend. We'll talk about it a little bit here in a few minutes. But right now, we'd like to thank everyone that makes this show possible here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, that being the Clay County Chamber, the three-star folks over there, and all of the great folks here in and around Salina that help sponsor this show and make it possible for us and allow us to come into your kitchen, living room, dining room, wherever you happen to be sitting this morning listening to us on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And said we hope that you welcome us in and you call your neighbors and remind them that we're on. And we want to say howdy to all the folks that are out. I know quite a few of the telephone linemen guys when they're out in the trucks. They'll tune us in and listen. Some of our truck drivers, I know they let me know every once in a while when I mess up that they were listening when I did that. But it's great to be able to do this here each Thursday morning, and we appreciate all of the good things that go on in and around us here. And we've got a couple of things to talk about when we get back just in a few minutes. Like I said, we've got a couple of events going on. We had a couple of events last weekend. We'll talk about them a little bit, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information, 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Burning piles of leaves and brush can be an efficient way of cleaning up your yard, but don't let that debris burn turn into a wildfire. Practice safe debris burning by creating a wide vegetation-free zone around your pile. Have a rake, shovel, or even a bucket of water on hand to control embers. Keep an eye on changing weather conditions. And always stay with your fire until it's completely out. Learn more tips and get a debris burn permit fast, free, and easy at burnsafetn.org. Remember, fire prevention begins with you.
back, everyone. Got a couple of things here to talk about, go over a little bit. I know last weekend was a pretty busy weekend here in and around Salina at the Shop Small weekend. We had a great weekend, and we really, really appreciate all the folks, locals and visitors that came into Salina on Friday and Saturday. And we had quite a bit of foot traffic. We had we had four folks set up, and they're calling them now like pop-up stores and stuff. Some of them were people that are here before, but we had one, I think their name is Lyle and Company, and I think they're going to be in and around the courthouse here maybe up for a couple of weeks. If they are, they'll have a little sign out in front of the old courthouse here saying they're open, come in. They've got all kinds of boutique material, clothing, whatnot, just about anything you can think of, and they're just kind of opening up, popping up, like they say, whenever they want to. And we had them in here last weekend, and had the Timmy and Paulette Scott with their products, the bee products they have, and had Miss Barbara Moon and her baskets mailed. Had a great weekend. And then we had the Grinch here. He was a big hit with most of the kids. Only one or two of them squalled out when they seen him come in because they're afraid he was going to steal all their Christmas gifts. But and then on Sunday we had our annual Christmas parade, and I think it was called the Candyland Christmas Parade. Had a great turnout for that. So we've had a pretty busy weekend this past weekend, and coming up this weekend we have the Christmas market in the park. This is going to be up at the city of Salina's Donaldson Park, that is now known as. Of course, it's open to anyone and everyone. They'll have a bunch of vendors there. And it is, like I said, the Christmas market in the park, one-day event held at Donaldson Park to support local businesses, enjoy some good food, take some pictures with Santa, music, all kinds of things going on, all the playground equipment up there for the kids to play on. It looked like it's going to be up about 70 degrees. And so that's getting ready to take place this weekend. Hope everyone shows up for that. I know we got you got lots of opportunities of things to do during this period of time, but we hope you'll come out and take advantage of this. And here in the courthouse itself, we've got our new windows. We got them installed. We haven't been able to do the painting yet. The weather kind of caught us before we got our finished up our little touch-up painting. And I know we also have some folks that have adopted a window here in the courthouse. We'd like to remind everyone, if some family group or wants to join together and adopt one of the windows here, you know, just give me a call at 931-243-3464, and I can explain all that to you. And we're getting ready to work on another grant for next year, and hopefully we'll get enough to finish up quite a few more of our windows here. But the ones we've got back look great, and it's great to have them back in. And it's making the old building look a little bit better. Slowly but surely, we're making a little bit of progress on this thing. And let's see, what else? Oh, I did notice one thing looking through today in history. I ran across one thing that I guess all of us men are really appreciative of, especially those of you all that still shave every day. And that this is the day in 1901 when King C. Gillette introduced the safety razor blade. And we got away from the old straight razor where you got kind of nervous, you know, when that guy came up around your neck with a razor sharp razor around your neck. And he invented the Gillette razor blade, and they're still doing pretty good business today. And with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
A state debris burn permit is required for outdoor burning through May 15th, where local restrictions do not apply. Get your leaf and brush pile burn permit free, fast, and easy from your mobile device 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time at burnsafetn.org. Where internet access is limited, call 877-350-2876 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Call volume can be high with long wait times, so get a permit online if possible. Again, that website is burnsafetn.org. Remember, fire prevention begins with you.
Welcome back, everyone. I just had a guest wander in. Mr. Tim Herringer, who is, kind of talking to him, he said he's been a resident here for about 20 years. And Tim, I'm going to let you introduce, I know the folks down at the community center know you. I think you come down and play the piano for them every once in a while and do some things.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about you. Tim has to be considered one of our better hid secret characters we have here in Clay County.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm originally from Tonawanda, New York. We had a country station there, WXRL, who played some of my music, some of which was recorded in Nashville. It's actually more like the demo was recorded that long ago. But I've moved here about 13 years ago, so I've been here, in Salina, it's been, 9 years.
So you're a 9-year resident now.
Yeah.
But you don't have that real twang of New York or that area up in there.
Well, I'm just trying to get over a cold that I got.
Well, I've got one of those also.
Oh, so my voice is not as low or as high as it should be. It's really down in the basement.
Okay, now let's talk about you a little bit. But your early life, what led you to? I know you're a composer. You're a performer. Play multiple instruments?
Yeah, I do.
Let's talk a little bit about your youth and how all this came about.
Well, I'm the only one of our family that was born in New York. All my relations are from Pennsylvania. My dad was born and raised in Templeton, PA, which is a company town. He worked there at the brickyard. They have a lot of clay products in that area of Pennsylvania. And he had the desire to be in electronics, TVs, radios, and that type of thing. He took a correspondence course,
We've all read the magazines that had that in there, that had that correspondence course for radio operators or technicians.
Yep.
And I think it was right beside the old Charles Atlas bodybuilding ad.
Could be, I don't know.
Go ahead,
he got the desire to move to the Buffalo area, and he passed the course, and he got a job at Sylvania. And where I was eventually born in that area, I had a brother and a sister. They both played the piano. My dad used to play a little violin and harmonica. And I guess about 7 years old, they put a harmonica in my hands, and I copied what my dad played. And
what kind of music did he play?
Oh, country gospel. That type of thing.
How about any raw blues? Any of that ever slip in on the harmonica?
Not blues specifically. But my mom said that I should have piano lessons, and I started taking piano lessons. And I was just a dumb kid. I'd rather be out playing ball.
Yeah.
With local kids, But my mother seen that I got some piano lessons, and I could take it or leave it. Like I said, I'd rather be out playing ball. But when I got to be 9 years old, I got romantic fever, and I had to quit the lessons. So then I picked it up a little while later. I had several teachers. Didn't really start to progress until I got to maybe junior high school. I had a teacher named Mrs. Harrington, and she was related, well, her sister taught lessons too. I eventually got on with, there's a German name, Miss Wumskunz. They're originally from Wisconsin. They live three doors away from Liberace. Not that that necessarily means anything.
Well, that means a whole lot. Some of us, we all remember Liberace and his extravagant clothing that he wore and his piano playing.
Yeah, he's a pretty good pianist, I guess. But anyways, I eventually got into high school at Tonawanda High, and there were a big football team there. Tonawanda and North Tonawanda, put those letters together, you got TNT, Dynamite. And we were rivals for many, many years.
Pretty explosive then.
Very explosive, yes. NT was a much larger community, so they have more people to pick from. And that's why they usually beat us. But anyways, I took band in high school. I guess I kind of liked it. Music is like something, as you get older, you get to appreciate it more and you get to like it more.
Okay, now, I know that you are a composer.
Yes, sir.
And you're also a lyricist. You write not only the music, but the words to a lot of things.
Yes.
And I know that you're varied. I mean, you know, just listening to, I know I've listened to you where you set up out in front of Happy Sack.
And yeah.
with your little traveling band. It's not a violin. Here's the fiddle here.
Well, if you're doing country, it's considered a fiddle. If you're doing classical, it's considered a violin.
You're right.
Both the same instrument.
And I know, let's talk a little bit, you know, about, what about, Tim, YouTube?
Yes, a friend of mine here in Cookeville, who's gone to Tech in Cookeville, he's a very smart young man. I heard him playing some piano at a store in Cookeville. And, wow, I said to myself, gee, he's pretty good. So I went out to the car and got some of my music. When I went back in, he was to a different storefront. And I put this up in front of his face and, hey, can you play this? He probably thought I was crazy. But I guess he liked some of my stuff, and he was very instrumental in getting my songs on YouTube because he was taking computer science. So he knew about how to do all that stuff. Of course, I'm not that great on computers, although I do have software I use to compose my classical stuff.
Okay, and you have a YouTube channel.
Yes.
And you just need to look up Tim Harry, H-E-R-R-I.
H-A-R-R.
Yes. That's what I got written down. Just too far away for me to see it.
Yeah.
H-A-R-R-I-G-E-R.
Correct.
And you can find his YouTube channel there, and there is, I don't know how many recordings are there. There are quite a few there.
Over 62. Of course, some of them are repeated by different artists. There's one gentleman, Larry Brennan, who did my songs. We were in a fiddle club back home, and he was the first man in our club that sang three of my songs. One of those songs, If You're Ever Feeling Blue, has over 2,600 views.
That's a pretty good bunch of hits. Okay, now, composing. I know on your site there it says, you know, on your card that you have said, you know, that you're a composer of everything.
Pretty wide variety of classical, country, and gospel.
Okay, now, the classical music, I enjoy listening to classical music, but I, you know, what is the reasoning behind classical music? I mean, the thought in your mind when you're putting something to paper or your hands are turning something out on the piano.
Yeah. Well, I was classically trained when I was taking lessons, so I've actually acquired a liking for both classical and country. So, and if you were to ask me which percentage I like the best, it would have to be 50-50.
Okay. Now, I guess what did you say about country? What was it, five chords and a twang for country music?
Three chords.
Three chords and a twang.
Yeah.
But now, in classical composition, are you actually composing for a small orchestra with various instruments in it, or is, you know, tell me a little bit about that. You know, that's some complicated stuff.
Well, yeah, it seems to be. You still have a basic melody, though. You still, any song, whether it's classical or country, the most important part is melody, even in classical, although classical may be a little more complex. Dale Elcott of the Cookville Orchestra, he listened to my classical pieces, and he didn't really have much to say about it. He said, well, it's arranged for piano. Well, yeah, that's the way I write. But I would like, they do have people on in tech there who can, they have the software where they can arrange pieces for orchestra, and that's ultimately where I'd like to go.
And so you're classical, you're mainly, you're talking about classical piano, because that's the instrument you're, but of course, a lot of classical music, you know, you have the various, well, violins, various acoustic instruments that are in there, of course, the piano that does so much stuff, and all the different horn sections. You know that? I mean, to me, that would be a pretty complex thing to put together.
Yes, it would. And some of the professors at Tech, they have the software for that purpose. I think it's B flat clarinet. All those instruments we're talking about are in different keys. So that makes it infinitely more complex to arrange something for orchestra. Now, of course, you know, there's Finale and there's Sibelius. These are softwares that are designed for that purpose. And the one that I have is Cakewalk. It's just basically for piano.
Okay, that would be something. But like you would come in with a classical piano solo, and this software then is going to basically fill in some of those instruments. Maybe is that kind of how that works, or it would?
Well, you could do it that way,
right?
Musically speaking, you could do it that
following
way.
What you have composed on the piano,
right? Yeah.
And so, and then when the thing is finished, it sounds like that you have written about a 42-piece instrument piece of music when it's all done.
Yes, it actually does, because I have a keyboard, Yamaha keyboard, where, of course, they have more than one instrument on the keyboard. So what you can do is you can mix a little bit of piano with a little bit of strings. The strings makes the piece sound like an orchestra.
I watched the other night Harry Connick Jr., was on TV, and he had some kind of electronic instrument that he was just touching with his fingers and moving to get sound, you know, nearly like a pedal steel and things like it. Just looked like it just had little spots on there, and he was touching those, and it was producing music. I'd never seen one of those, whatever it was, before.
Yeah, we have all kinds of electronical gadgetry that can do that.
But, you know, like I said, you know, of course, he's normally a piano player, I thought that was pretty neat. Now, folks that have recorded have commercially your country music, your gospel music. Have you managed to attract the ear of any names we might recognize that have recorded some of your?
Yeah, I've given 3 CDs to Jamie Daly. I don't know. I imagine he listened to them, but I never heard back.
Yeah.
I had one of my Patsy Cline type songs out on my own. Recorded by a lady back in Grand Island, New York. She did a real good job. She likes Patsy Cline. I gave Leanne Rimes, when I first moved here, a copy of that. And also Mandy Barnett from
Rattle,
who liked doing Patsy Cline.
Yeah. You're Patsy Cline tonight? the show?
Oh, is that
one? So there was a play, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. At Bremen, yeah. I did see that, yeah.
And I think it played up at Crossville for years and years.
Did it?
And years. Yes. All right, now, you know, you were talking about giving songs to artists that way. I know from you listen to some of their interviews and things, I think they are kind of frightened to take things like that anymore. And they're afraid that, I guess, if, you know, you've got a piece of music there that you have written, and it's, you know, time stamped, time dated and everything. And they take that and listen to it, and it sparks something in their ear, and they sit down and write something, and then it sells 1 million copies, and then you say, aha, he has stolen my music.
Yeah.
And I know that's something that they're you know, they're all kind of scared of that now, I think, because of the copyright laws and things like that. Hey, we need to take a little break here.
Okay.
We've been sitting here just at radio and carrying on. I want to remind everyone that we'll be giving away a birthday gift here at the end of the show, and I'm going to go ahead and read the names that we have celebrating birthdays this week. Beginning with, we have Ms. Liz Brown, who's called in a birthday wish for Eddie Claiborne, and also celebrating birthdays this past week. Randy Strong celebrated a birthday. Andrew Walker. Andrew may be listening on his truck radio while he's out working with Twin Lakes. And also Donna Smith. Kenzie Adams celebrated a birthday. Joy Grace McLaren celebrated a birthday. And Vonda Weir. And here toward the end of the show, we'll use our highly sophisticated, non-computerized selection system to choose one of those, and you'll be able to go over by the chamber and pick up your gifts, compliments of WVFB-FM. So we'll be doing that a little bit later on. But right now, we'll take a little short break and back, and Tim and I are going to keep talking until my next guest comes in. I don't know where we may wander off to. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
A state debris burn permit is required for outdoor burning through May 15th, where local restrictions do not apply. Get your leaf and brush pile burn permit free, fast, and easy from your mobile device 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time at burnsafetn.org. Where internet access is limited, call 877-350-2876 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Call volume can be high with long wait times, so get a permit online if possible. Again, that website is burnsafetn.org. Remember, fire prevention begins with you.
Thank you, everyone. Thomas Weaver just made it in. Tim's still here with us. I want to give Tim a few minutes to kind of wind up what we're doing here today. And as I said, you know, Tim has lots and lots of compositions that he has made. And I do know that he does a few mini concerts down at the community center still, maybe.
Yeah, maybe today, because the weather is supposed to be 70.
Yeah. And now that we've kind of got him over his fear of coming back into the old courthouse, we're going to have to start including him in some of our shows we have here a little bit later on. But it's great to have you here with me this morning. And like I said, I'm great that you walked by when you did, because I think I did find your phone number, and I left you a message. And I had to ask him if he actually composed all this stuff.
Yeah, you did. You did.
But
I was playing chair volleyball at the Cookeville Senior Center when you called, so I didn't.
Well, Tim, I'm going to let you take off, and I appreciate you being here with us. And
thank you for putting up with me.
Well, I have enjoyed it because, like I said, I've listened to some of your stuff. My wife and I sit and listen to you up in front of this front of the Happy, not the Happy, but Dale Hollow Market one day for a little while,
yep.
and enjoyed. You were doing fiddle music that
yep.
day mostly, and
yep.
and it's great to have you here. And we got to get you a little more publicity and get you in the spotlight every once in a while.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right, appreciate you being with us.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you what. We'll take a little short break. Thomas is going to move over and get mm-hmm. behind the microphone over here. We're going to talk about two or three things that he may be deeply involved in. We'll be right back in a minute.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Burning piles of leaves and brush can be an efficient way of cleaning up your yard, but don't let that debris burn turn into a wildfire. Practice safe debris burning by creating a wide vegetation-free zone around your pile. Have a rake, shovel, or even a bucket of water on hand to control embers. Keep an eye on changing weather conditions. And always stay with your fire until it's completely out. Learn more tips and get a debris burn permit fast, free, and easy at burnsafetn.org. Remember, fire prevention begins with you.
Welcome back, everyone. I've got Thomas Weaver here with me this morning, and we've got a couple of things to talk about. I know probably the first one up is Billy Westmoreland fishing tournament, an annual fishing tournament, an invitation-only fishing tournament that is still being fished out of Horse Creek Resort. And it's been, how many years have we been doing that?
Started in 1982.
Move up a little closer.
The legendary Horse Creek owner, Jack Huddleston, and Billy, of course, were great friends and got together back in 82 and started this tournament, mostly for Horse Creek customers, kind of reward them for their business throughout the year to come back and have a tournament for them, but also to boost business in a slow time
of course.
In December.
Yeah.
So this year will be the 39th annual.
Well, you know, Thomas, we're looking back on that, and I know, of course, Billy himself, he's been gone for a number of years. I'm not sure exactly how many years, but it's quite a few.
2002. So,
2002. That's
about half of the years of this tournament he was a part of it, an active member of it, and the other half it's been carried on in his memory.
Okay, now, and you know, I think sometimes a lot of the younger folk growing up don't associate him with Dale Hollow Lake. I guess a lot of folks don't realize how much of a spokesman that man was for Dale Hollow Lake, Clay County, and Salina, Tennessee. And they don't realize what kind of, very, very popular personality that he was. And I know some of the younger kids now, they may grow up watching these fishing shows now, but he was one of the pioneers. He had a syndicated fishing show. I'm not sure exactly what years, Do you remember what? That's before your time.
It was before my time.
And I think there are a few copies of some of those that are still around. I think maybe his wife owns the rights to those and so forth. She hadn't chosen to release a lot of those things. But I know there's a few of them that that didn't come under the copyright law and things that are still available. And it, but he, of course, he was very, very closely associated with Bass Pro for a number of years.
Had his own line of fishing rods.
Had his own line of fishing rods. And he had his own, what was the house fly that was his. And I think maybe the what's the swim bait now they used to catch stripes with? The silver buddy.
Silver buddy.
I think maybe he actually developed that thing. Mm-hmm. And I think he maybe sold that one after a while, but that was a very, very popular thing. So, I mean, he was a great, great spokesman for this area. And also, of course, even going back farther than that, he was, I think he was an all-star football player here in Salina. Went to, I can't remember the full name of the junior college down in Mississippi, where I think maybe he was like, he may have even been a junior college All-American or something, and blew his knee out before he could make it on up into the next area. But came back here and actually coached football for a few years up at Pickett County High School a number of years ago. So, and had quite a character. And we're doing all this talking, but I can remember when I worked at Cedar Hill, Billy did a great job of going out on the lake. And when he was, you know, that was after he'd written a couple of books, them old brown fish and those things. And he would go around out on the lake, and he'd start at Horse Creek, and he would usually have him a small stringer of fish with him, with some pretty nice smallmouth, and he would come up to your gas pumps or whatever, and stand there and take pictures with your guests there. And he did that all over Del Hollow Lake, just basically. I don't know when he quit fishing competitively, but I know he did a whole lot of that. And things like that are things that are not to be forgotten, aren't they? Now let's talk about the tournament.
He's definitely an innovator when it comes to promotion of the lake, that's for sure. But, you know, he's known as the smallmouth king, dedicated his career to fishing for smallmouth. And that's what's unique about this tournament. You see a lot of big fishing tournaments are for any species of bass, but we like to think that this is probably the largest smallmouth-only event held in the United States, if not the world, if I was guessing. We average somewhere around 70, 75 boats a year, so you're talking about 150 guys. And with the lake limits, you're only allowed to weigh a maximum of 4 fish, 2 under 16 inches long, 2 over 21. And we know that those 21s are kind of too far between.
They're hard to catch, aren't they?
Right. So it makes it anybody's ball game, and it's a very challenging tournament. But the prestige of the event is what's special about it. A group of guys that's been coming for years and years have to live 100 miles from Salina in order to fish the event. And that's all put in place to, again, promote tourism here in December. In other words, these guys have to come stay a few nights. It's a two-day event. It'll be on Saturday and Sunday. A lot of them come stay the entire week. They don't just stay at Horse Creek. They stay at Cedar Hill, Del Hollow Marina, down here at the Valley View, spread all the way up, some into Livingston. So when you have that many guys, it's a big boost to the local economy, and I think folks are going to see a lot of boats around town here this weekend.
Well, you know, the 100-mile thing, I know when the thing started, there were some of the local guys, they didn't really like that.
Right.
But, you know, I think everybody kind of came to understand, if you're going to hold a tournament like that, and it's a free-form tournament,
yeah.
And you allow your local folks who fish this thing the other 11 months a year, too, after a while, you're not going to keep attracting people to drive a couple 300 miles to come in and compete against a local fisherman. And the only way to get experience in this thing is come fish it, isn't it? Of course, you can come, and if you're really interested in it, you'll come by sometime a week earlier and kind of get the lay of the lake when it's a little bit warmer and things like that, and look for your spot and try to guesstimate what the level of the water will be when you come back in December.
Right. Well, you know, they have the BFL series and things of that nature up the lake, and most of those are area guys that just come in for one day, fish, and go home. You know, that's the difference here with the Billy Westmore Memorial is these guys stay the majority of the week here and spend their dollars at the local restaurants, gas stations, and things of that nature. So it's a big deal for Clay County.
Okay, now fishing this time of the year, what's it like? I mean, what are these guys? How are these guys going to be fishing?
Well, that's another thing that's unique about this tournament. Right now, with the water cooling off, there's multiple ways. There's going to be four or five boats catching them on a crankbait. There's going to be others throwing jerkbait and swim bait. There'll be a few jerking a spoon. There'll be some drop shotting. There'll be some throwing the floating fly. So right now is a good time to target fish in a lot of different ways.
Now, explain to me the major difference between floating fly and fishing with a red worm.
Well, they're similar in the fact that you're staring at a bobber. That's true. But there is some finesse and technique to throwing the floating fly. It basically targets a suspended fish is what you're trying to do.
Yeah, okay. And you're talking about suspended fish because this time of the year the fish will find a level.
Mm-hmm.
They'll stay there, and they don't eat a whole lot when they're
right.
suspended. And you got to tempt them a bunch of times, I guess, what you're doing, isn't it?
Right.
But and I also know that this floating fly, I don't know, I guess the fad has kind of died down a little bit what it was at one time. At one time it was very, very hot on Del Hall.
It has. Like anything else, the new wore off. But there's still some guys that's their go-to method. And the last few years, a lot of times, that one's in the top three.
I wonder, did this get started soon enough for Billy to have some autograph floating fly rods floating around anywhere?
I'd say, now, Billy was on the opposite end of the spectrum. He did the same thing, targeted suspended fish, but he did it by feel, by swimming the doll fly through that column
yeah.
of water instead
yeah.
of using a bobber to hold it there. So I would want to think that possibly the floating fly would not be something Billy would throw.
Well, they probably had to sit there still too long.
That's right.
And I do know that with that, I know there were special, you had to get your special floating fly rod,
right.
which is, what, about a foot and a half longer than any of the others.
Mm-hmm.
And with all those. And, of course, we're talking about the fishing rod. I know Billy did have his own autograph line for, with, of course, I think he and Johnny Morris
mm-hmm.
were real, real good friends
sure.
Over the years. Now, was he a fisherman also? I've never
yeah.
checked. I thought he was. And I guess they were both in the BASS thing together about when it started, I think. And now, Billy, he did win a night. Did he win the national contest maybe once or twice? Or?
I think he won one of the trail events.
Yeah, I thought he
I
did.
I can't remember. Maybe on the St. John's River or somewhere. I'm not real sure about that.
And I know he used to do well on the lakes down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, those weren't all necessarily smallmouth things. And I also remember, I think, where he made a video where he went to Cuba to fish for the peacock bass. You may have seen that thing somewhere
right.
along the line. Let's take a little short break, come back. Let's try to get through this before we get to the other. I'm going to shut up and let you do most of the talking now. We'll be back just in a minute.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is. a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, operated by those we serve.
A state debris burn permit is required for outdoor burning through May 15th, where local restrictions do not apply. Get your leaf and brush pile burn permit free, fast, and easy from your mobile device 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time at burnsafetn.org. Where internet access is limited, call 877-350-2876 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Call volume can be high with long wait times, so get a permit online if possible. Again, that website is burnsafetn.org. Remember, fire prevention begins with you.
Welcome back, everyone. Thomas, let's jump right in there and let's finish up talking about the Billy Westmoreland tournament.
Well, again, there'll be several fishermen running around town here, and we'll have blast off, of course, at First Safe Light on Saturday morning, and then weigh in at 4 p.m. on Saturday. That'll be the big weigh in, and then we fish a half a day on Sunday and weigh in at 11 on Sunday. So anyone is welcome to come to Horse Creek. They will see a bunch of smallmouth.
Okay, and do you have the blast off? Or you?
No, it's not the shotgun start anymore. We go single file and check each boat as they come through, and safety is our priority. When you have that many boats going out at daylight, you want to make sure that they're safe.
Well, now, have you ever heard the Barlow story on that?
No.
Where he went out the end of the dock and fired the pistol off.
Oh, yeah. Now, I was a part of that in the very beginning times.
And he wasn't the official starter. He went out the end of the dock there at Cedar Hill. He was all lined up. he shoots the old .38 up there, and, of course, they take off in every direction in the world.
That's the way it used to be done. It was probably more fun at that time, but
a little bit dangerous about it. Okay, now, the proceeds from this...
It's 100% payback. There's really nothing involved as far as proceeds from the buy-in. We pay five places. First place usually gets a check somewhere around $3,000 to $4,000. So it's
pretty good.
It's a
pretty good tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And cheaters. You ever run across any of them?
Well, back a few. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But it did happen
one time. That's something you usually don't find. I mean, fishermen are liars, but they're not cheaters.
Right. But we do have, since there's quite a bit of money involved, we do have a polygraph test afterwards.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's common practice basically for anything anymore. Okay, now, Thomas, we've got another thing here that's right up on us. It kind of slipped up on us again, as it does basically about every year, mm-hmm. and that is our Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, this is... Actually, this will be our 12th class this year, the class of 2021. But this year, like many things, our induction was canceled last year. So we'll actually have a double induction ceremony this year. We're having it on January 21st at halftime of the Lady Bulldogs basketball game versus Clark Range, which tips off at 6 p.m., of course. So Friday, January 21st, we'll be inducted two classes, the 11th and 12th class of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, class of 2021 and class of 2020, due to restrictions from COVID-19 last year. So, but right now what's upon us, we've only got just a few days left for the public to submit nominations for this year's class. Nominations close on Friday, December 10th. And that's what I don't think people understand, Thomas, is that unless you're nominated by the public, anyone can do it, you'll never be considered for this honor. So nobody picks these people out of a hat and decides to have them voted on by the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. They have to be nominated.
You know, I know you get that question all the time, and being in the basketball spotlight, sometimes I get that, and I say, well, you have to nominate them.
Right.
How do I nominate them?
Yeah.
I said,
well, it's very simple. We've tried to make it simple in order for people to do so. If you have a phone in your hand or a computer in front of you, we've got a website. It's clayco.sports.hof.com. There's all the information there. Every member that's ever been inducted, there's a list of those. There's a list of the current nominees. Once you're nominated, nomination stays in place for 3 years. So there's a list of current nominees there, and there's also a form you can download, fill out, email to us, print it off. And we also use Clay County High School as our home base.
Right.
So you can go by Clay County High School, pick up a nomination form there, and you can return those there also. So all you have to do is pick up a form, drop somebody's name, give us all the information you can think of. Of course, the more detailed nomination, the better, as these over 100 members of the current Clay County Sports Hall of Fame will vote on those online. And so they're going to be reading those nominations. We'll do our best to add what we can to them. But
and, you know, it's not just Clay County High School students.
That's right.
You know, we have some athletes. Well, I know we have, well, like Wendell Cherry in there, who wasn't. I think he may have played a little football mm-hmm. in high school. But he went from being a guitar picker on the Grand Ole Opry to a world champion clay, sport clay shooter.
That's right.
I know we've had a number of the guys from that played softball and things like that that after they got out of high school discovered, hey, I'm a pretty good athlete.
Yeah. I'll just go through that, Thomas, if you want me to. You know, we've got three different categories. Most people do know, but the main one, of course, athletes and coaches. That's if you did play a sport. We have a heritage category, which is anyone whose careers date back at least 50 years ago. And then there's a contributor category also. So you're right. It's not exclusive to high school athletes. And, you know, athletes who excelled in any post-high school or other sport are also eligible, just like you mentioned.
Okay. And, Thomas, I'm going to throw something in there. Someone posted a picture the other day of about a 1940-something basketball team. The coach, I think Coach Jelly Watson mm-hmm. was the coach, and it had Bill Napier's dad and Billy Napier's grandfather on there, and we looked through that and said, look here are two, there's Jelly Watson, his grandsons, Watson and Mac, SEC coaches,
yeah.
And there Billy with his grandson, Billy, being an SEC coach. So and,
yeah, the Napier family's pretty proud. Never thought I would have to follow the Gators, but with Billy becoming the head coach of Florida, it's going to be hard not to.
But no, it's kind of amazing that this little county here has, in a roundabout way, produced some big-time football coaches.
That's true. That's true. And you mentioned Uncle Bill, of course, a member of the Sports Hall of Fame, and lots of other people like him. You know, I want to just go back to how this thing started, Thomas. I know you had a lot to do with that, you and Bobby Westmoreland, and I want to commend you for coming up with the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame idea, and hopefully we can keep it going here with inducting this new class.
All right. Give us some stuff there.
What's that?
We talk about the heritage, mm-hmm. and, you know, sometimes we forget that we had, and I know last year I nominated from Willow Grove High School.
Yeah.
We forget that we had Willow Grove High School, that they were a major power in basketball. Didn't have a football team, but I do know by doing some of my research that some of the guys that played basketball up there went on and played college football.
Mm-hmm.
And probably never had played any football in high school. And which is kind of strange, but you know there's a number of things. Of course, it's hard to find information about people like that. But you know, I know we had those guys. We had I talked about Marshall Donaldson,
mm-hmm.
who taught here for years and years and years in various ways with the veterans program, then with the building program. And very few of us knew that he was a major force in college basketball down at David Lipscomb College.
Right.
I mean, things like that, that.
And I think that's what's so important about the future of the Hall of Fame is, it preserves history. A lot of this stuff would be forgotten if it wasn't for the Hall of Fame, and I hope that folks will be a part of it. Again, we need the public to submit these nominations.
And looking through that, I know we do have one fast-pitch softball pitcher.
We do.
From Hermitage Springs
mm-hmm.
in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, that to me, I've never really understood that. Hermitage Springs played like we played independent baseball over here. They played independent five-pitch softball over there.
Right. And that's another thing. You know, Hermit Springs is part of Clay County, so we always try to include the athletes from that school, every school in Clay County. And like you said, it doesn't necessarily have to be a school either. Talking about Hermitage Springs, Mr. Bob Prophet was an inductee in that 2020 class, and he will be joined by Jeff Brown, Brittany Walker, Huckabee, Gary Stick Plumley, and Johnny Booger McLaren to be inducted as a part of this year's double induction in the class of 2020. So look forward to seeing those folks in a few months.
It looks like it's going to be a good night that night. And of course, everyone, mark your calendar now. Make sure you don't miss that. And get out there and, you know, and if you've got someone you think that needs to be to nominate them. And, you know, if you've got some rumors, mm-hmm. stick those rumors down there. And we've got some folks, I know Thomas and Daniel, they can verify just about any rumor you've heard.
Yeah.
If it's true, and of course if it's not true, they can, and these things, they do go through a little verification.
Yeah.
And
we have a committee that for nomination, and we do our best, like you say, using newspapers.com or history and whatever we can to go back and add anything we can find about that person to try to help their nomination. But they are also verified, of course.
And I know this is it's kind of a fun thing once you get started looking at things, how things kind of wander off in different directions,
mm-hmm.
the different things we had here, our independent baseball. I mean, some of the names that'll come up on that, Mr. Carmen Brown, Mr. Ray Cherry,
mm-hmm.
Just very lots and lots of names that will come up that were tremendous athletes.
Mr. Plumley, I think.
Yeah, Mr. Stick Plumley, mm-hmm. who is a member of.
Mm-hmm.
The Hall of Fame, much to his chagrin, he really didn't like that idea until it happened,
right.
And then I think he really was appreciative of it when it did happen. But you know, and I know, and looking back through the football teams, going all the way back to the Golden Crusaders,
mm-hmm.
all the way back to, and there's been, like I said, some major names in there, and like I said, we coaches, I think maybe. Mr. Kenneth Cherry nominated maybe one of his great uncle that was a football coach, played football here in Clay County, and then was head coach down in Vanderbilt once upon a time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, some of the great things that have been turned up that actually took place here in Clay County.
Well, one more time, I guess we want to mention the website again, ClayCoSportsHOF.com. That's where you can go get a nomination form and return it there. And again, the deadline for those next Friday, December 10th. As when we'll finalize our current nominee list.
Well, off the top of your head, a number between your favorite number between 1 and 6.
Number, I wouldn't say 7, but it's not between them. Sorry, 5.
Okay, number 5, Joy Grace McLaren. You won the cake today, so you didn't do like Kathy Mary did when I told her to pick a number between 1 and 9, and she said 13.
Oh, really? Well, 7 is my favorite number.
So, Joy, you can come over by the chamber office and pick up your envelope with your prize in there. That compliments all WVFB FM 101.5. We've run out of time again. We've about got everything put back where it ought to be, and may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here next Thursday morning at 9:00, rebroadcast at 6. Is it still 6:00? I believe it is right now. And also, it gets posted up on the Del Hall Horizon site, and that works out pretty good sometimes. Because if I make a mistake, we do know some people are listening because they let me know that I've messed up. But with that, we'll have to say good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. This program will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 p.m. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.